flooded ditch, basically, runs the perimeter of this Pocosin habitat. Serves as a fire break to prevent wildfire from hopping from one area to another. And here are the Pinewoods tree frogs and southern cricket frog. You can hear the wind soughing in the longleaf pines over my head. I'm standing in a flooded area with rainwater. It's a ephemeral pond of sorts. Again, it's a fire break at the edge of a longleaf pine savanna where the longleaf pine meets a low Pocosin habitat, evergreen shrub thicket dominated by red bay and a variety of evergreen shrubs. So these frogs are calling from a flooded area. It's an open path created by bulldozers to maintain the fire break. And so this is their breeding habitat. You can hear male Pinewoods tree frogs, the really rapid staccato building right there, along with the very stilted cricket-like cricket frog. There's also southern leopard frogs in here, and a visit a couple of nights ago revealed a male bullfrog. I know southern toads use this area, little grass frog, oak toad, squirrel tree frog. So this is a pretty popular site for frogs. Narrowmouth frog. Several species of frogs use this one aquatic habitat as their nursery site for their eggs to turn to tadpoles, to froglet and toadlet. Reporting from the field here in southeastern North Carolina, Pender County, about 10:30 p.m. on 30 April 2014, here comes the rain. I'm Andy Wood.